Welcome back. You're listening to Eye on the Outdoors award-winning radio show.
I'm chasing down a memory of the way things used to be. Kids playing underneath an old street light, knowing they were safe when they laid down at night. I'm looking for something I ain't seen in a while. I'm looking for a factory where a man can feed his family. Not worried about them moving it south, closing the doors and shutting her down tomorrow. I'm looking for America. The land of the free and the home of the brave. Seems like I just woke up one day and it was gone, long gone. But I know in my heart it's still out there. Can somebody please tell me where? I'm looking for America. I'm searching for an old church steeple where inside you'll find people who live their lives unashamed and ain't afraid to say God's name out loud. I'm out here looking for the truth. A few folks to wave the red, white, and blue. Still believe freedom isn't free, and I guess it's up to you and me to find it.
Now, here's your host, Ray I.
Welcome back to the campfire. Came back with little Mark Wills. Looking for America. I miss the America I grew up in. Saw Mark Wills on the Grand Ole Opry stage when he did that song. He got a standing ovation. Now we're going to go back down into the Ozarks for a little fishing report. Appreciate all of you joining us around the campfire this morning. We're in our turkey hunting season seminar series, but we're going to do a little fishing. On the line with us, we got Wild Bill Billy Smith. We got our buddy down in the Ozarks. He has Scenic Rivers Guide Service. We're going to get a little fishing and river report. First, a little intro. Hey, Billy, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Ray. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, my friend. Hey, what's it look like on the rivers for all of our listeners? Here we are on the 1st of April, and it's time to go to the Ozarks, and maybe you can give us a little update on a fishing report.
All right. Well, Ray, we've had a lot of rain this winter and spring, so we've got good water levels. Right now it is flushed up somewhat, but it's coming back down, and, man, that just makes the fishing that much better. The water is not as clear. It's stained. The fish aren't as spooky, so expecting to have a really good results here for the next few months. The smallmouth bass will be on. They're moving and getting ready for the pre-spawn and spawn here in a month or so. Goggle eye are starting to group up and bunch up also for their spawn. It's getting that time of year. It's a great time to start getting out.
Yeah, what kind of bait should somebody throw? How should it catch?
You know, right. Yeah, right. It's basically the same things that usually on the smallmouth and the goggle eye for that. It's what that person prefers. I like soft plastics on the bottom. You know, that's the thing about fish in the Ozark rivers, the streams, whether it's trout, whether it's smallmouth, goggle eye, they are most of the time, as a rule, a bottom feeder. And, you know, it helps to have lures that get down toward the bottom. Not that you can't catch them on, you know, stuff like spinner baits, I do, or, you know, anything that's a topwater, be great baits. But right now, a soft plastic, a crankbait, something that's going to get down toward the bottom is a better lure.
Okay. Well, I'm familiar with you on the rivers there. I've run the river with you at times, and I know current's one of your favorites. You spend a lot of time on the current, know the current. But of the current river, the Jack's Fork, and the 11 Point, which one is your favorite for smallmouth?
Well, I have to pick. I mean, that's a hard choice, honestly.
Right.
All three are tremendously good smallmouth fisheries. I tend to go to the Current River the most because that's my setup, especially with the boat that I have, and that's my home waters. Man, we've caught a lot of smallmouth, and this winter, wow, we've had some tremendously good trips here about a month ago for about a month, month and a half. We had days that where we were catching at least 50 smallmouth. One day, we really figured we caught well over 75, close to 100 smallmouth in one day. Just tremendous. And a good, healthy-looking fish. I tend to want to have to say, because it's my home, more my home water, the Current River.
Okay, now with the Current, you've got your big boat on the Current. A lot of stretches of the Jack Sparks, a lot smaller waterway and a little more difficult. You have to approach that a little different, don't you?
Yes, it's a float stream. I mean, when the water levels is up, and if you've got the smaller type of a boat, and not that mine is great big, but you can operate the jet boat or the, you know, outboard motor and that, but it is a float stream, whether it's in your canoe, kayak, and that's the best way to approach it.
Okay, and what about the 11 point? How do you approach that?
Same thing, you know, the upper stretches is a good float stream. People float that. Also, you know, from the middle to what maybe you might call it the lower section, more toward the Arkansas line, it's more conducive for your outboard jet units, you know, your smaller boat and that. Now, I've run and fished that lower part, what we would call Highway 142 access from there down into the Arkansas area, and get my boat out on that. Fish great smallmouth, good goggle eye. You know, all these Ozark streams right here, especially these three, are just tremendous. You've got trout on your upper stretches, and it transitions into your smallmouth and goggle eye. And your lower sections of those rivers has got a decent, good walleye population.
That's really good. I got to tell a quick story on you here, Billy. We've spent some time on the river, and one year we went turkey hunting, and we're into turkey hunting season now. We've been doing turkey hunting shows, and we were floating the 11 Point River down there. It's down south, and we were calling, struck a bird, and went in there and got on a bird and killed a turkey and came back and did our interview, shot a TV show, and we got back in the boat, and you pulled up the river just a little bit and stopped, and you turned to me and you said, "Watch this, I'm going to catch a smallmouth with one cast." And I was like, "Yeah, right, first cast, bam, boy, he was a beauty, too." You kill me, buddy.
That's right.
You kill me with that.
Yes, that's right. Well, you know, I remember that, right, and the water conditions was up. We had, stain-colored water, and this time of year, and they will gather or get into those pockets, those eddies, and, you know, it's kind of a pre-spawn staging area. They've come out of the winter areas, and they're transitioning into that. They're feeding up, getting ready for that spawn.
Yeah.
Pretty good spot to pick like that
to
throw and come down along that current line and to catch a smallmouth.
Does it get much better in the spring of the year, morel mushrooms, wild turkeys, and catching some goggle eye?
Yes, it's just a great time. You know, everything's coming to life. And, yes, the morels will be coming up before long. You know, seeing some reports where people throughout the southern part of the state are finding them. I haven't been out. I'm not an avid morel mushroom hunter, but I do get out and try to find some planning on this year.
Well, you do Scenic River Guide Service, and for people on the Current, you're a lot on the Current River with your boat, and right there out of Eminence, we've got Shady Lanes Motel and Cabins there with our good friend Jim Anderson, a great place if people aren't familiar to go and spend the night and hook up with you and do a tour. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about what you have to offer?
All right. Well, Ray, I am a authorized guide on the river. We've got CUA with the National Park Service, and I am basically located out of that Eminence area for that part of the river. Yes, I'll go down to Van Buren or whatever, but I offer guided fishing trips for up to two anglers, and also we'll do a boat ride tour of the area. And just to give that way a person can get a quicker, maybe a look of the river, spend an hour or two or whatever you want to, and I'll take you for a ride. We'll float along, we'll stop and have snacks or whatever. But anyway, I do full day guided fishing trips on the Current River. I can do it on the Jack's Fork. I've got a 19-foot square stern canoe as of right now that I can paddle somebody down the river if they're interested in that. You can give me a call at 573-225-3390, and man, get out here and we'll hook you up on a great fishing trip. Just an experience on Current River and seeing the beauty of it, the springs. Maybe get to see the wild horses, the elk. You know, it's just great to be out and down here.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Okay, Billy, I appreciate the report, and I'll be seeing you real soon. And always appreciate your fishing river reports. Great job as always. So take care, my friend, and we'll be talking to you real soon.
All right. Sure thing, Ray, and looking forward to seeing you again. Take care now.
That was Mr. Billy Smith, the wild man down on the river with Scenic River Guide Service. You got to give him a call. Go to Facebook and look him up and check it out. And he gets after him. There's not anybody any better than this guy right here. And with that, we need to take a break, and we're going to see you all on the other side.